Now into the next theatrical thing to talk about, which is Ignite Theater, which their address 10814 East Broadway, and they have a play opening on Friday night, runs for 3 weeks. It's a setting of Around the World in 80 Days. Jerry Shario, Jamie Shario here to talk about it. And so what's the, either of you jumping in, the beginning of this play? We know it as an old 1956 movie. What is this play about relative to that? And we know the Jules Verne story.
Yes, yes. It is taken directly from the book. The playwright has approached it with the conceit that the entire story can easily be performed on stage by six people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens. We've got 39 different characters going to be portrayed by a cast of six.
So heck with 80 days, it's the 39 characters is the amazing feat here.
Exactly, yes. Some of us will be, you know, running around backstage more than some others, but still.
Very true.
and in a way, what is the point of that, of making 39 characters played by six actors, to be silly, to keep actors busy, or to make some point about the piece?
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. I've always approached it that a play, to do a play of a story like 80 Days would require a pretty large cast.
and a large budget.
Exactly, because they always go hand in hand. As with other productions, I'm thinking of the Our Town production we did at Interplayers a few years back, reducing it from 30-some actors to 8. Mm-hmm. It does allow for more theaters to do the story that way.
But beyond that, then talk about it from the actor's point of view. Is it just then a sheer exhilaration?
It is quite fun, actually. Some of these characters are only one, two lines, maybe only even one or two words for a whole character. And you don't want to cast a person and only give them two things to say, and then they're there for 2 hours doing nothing. That's kind of boring. And being able to play multiple characters really stretches you as an actor, because you have to make them clean and distinct, do your best, especially with all these accents to do, to make them different from one another. And so it's really challenges your actor brain, and to make your physical body different, to make your voice different for each character.
Is some of the reason that this can work in this particular case that you presume that most people that walk in know the basic story?
Not necessarily. Not with this show. It's not a requirement. I think it works in this setting mostly because the book, the original piece, is extremely episodic. Phileas Fogg and Passepartout are traveling to all these different locations, and they encounter people at each location. So as long as the two of them remain constant, which is how it is written, then it's very easy, I think, for the audience to accept the fact that, oh, here's this actor back again with a different hat or a new coat, so they must be someone else.
And what's the payoff for the audience in this being done this way, this somewhat familiar story? Is it the sheer delight of seeing your favorite actor who was this persona suddenly being this that other persona?
I think that's part of it, but also in presenting it this way, the playwright has taken, I won't say liberties, but he's highlighted a lot of humor that is in the story, as well as, you know, he obviously has made a couple of situations more humorous, let's say, than they were originally presented, highlighting the comedy of the events in the situation. And so doing it this way, I think, just adds to that element. It adds to the fun, the silly element of the show.
And in a little bit, we're going to get into a piece on the show, but I guess the other kind of technical thing I want to know is that when you're playing more than one character, do you leave stage and return as a new character, or do you just simply kind of turn around and come back with a different look on your face and a different accent?
Well, that depends on how it's written. Sometimes our costume change actually happens right there on stage, where we go from one character immediately to another character. Sometimes we exit very briefly and come on the other side of the stage with a different coat, different hat. It really depends on how it's written. Sometimes there's a couple times when I do costume change on stage, and there's a couple times where we step on stage, pick pieces of costuming and hats off of the set, and then step into the character. So it's it depends on how the author wrote it and as well how our director staged it. So.
It also gives the audience a chance to feel like they're actually a part of the production, a little backstage glimpse.
Sure. And well, let's go toward you said you had a little scene that we could do to get some of the taste of Around the World in 80 Days. And so who are we about to hear from?
Well, this is a scene that happens in the North American segment of the trip. Phileas Fogg and Passepartout and the young woman that they have also added to their journey are on a train traveling through the Nebraska territory, I think, or Nebraska state. I can't remember the actual if the year was a state or a territory. But anyway, they're in Nebraska. And they're on board a train, and this is just a brief scene dealing with one of the many challenges that they face on their journey.
I'm sorry, sir, but the several of the iron wires that hold up the bridge at Medicine Bow are broken, and the bridge won't bear the weight of the train. It's impossible to risk the passage.
Oh, we're not going to stay here in the snow, are we?
Colonel, we have telegraphed to Omaha for a train, but it won't reach Medicine Bow for another 6 hours.
6 hours? Then we'll walk.
Then it'll take just as long to reach Medicine Bow on foot.
But it's only a mile from here.
Yes, but it's on the other side of the river.
Well, can't we cross in a boat?
That's impossible. The creek is swollen from the rains. It's too rapid. We have to go 10 miles to the north to find a ford.
Oh, what kind of a railroad is this? Why, I've heard engineers leaping their trains over rivers without bridges.
Yeah, I've heard them stories too, but...
Then why don't you do it?
Jump the train over the river?
Yes!
But the bridge, it is unsafe.
That don't matter. If we get the train going at the highest possible speed, we could make it.
I don't know.
At full speed! Full speed!
If I may, I think perhaps this idea is a little too American.
Too American?
What are you saying?
I'm saying the plan seems a little dangerous, but...
You're not from here, are you?
No, monsieur. I am from France, but I don't think that really...
Then who are you to tell us how to run our trains?
I am just saying, I think it would be more prudent...
Prudent?
Are you afraid?
Afraid? Moi?
He's afraid!
The Frenchman's afraid.
Very well, I will show you that a Frenchman can be just as American as you. All aboard!
Hey, I'm the conductor. All aboard!
And the good news is that we'll never know if they come out alive unless we go...
Come see the show.
Agnet Community Theater and their production of Around the World in 80 Days, which opens this Friday night, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2, Agnet Community Theater, which is 10814 East Broadway. And now kind of to you people and your lives, because you're both deeply involved in theater in many ways. Jerry, you were on the other side of the country doing a major theater for money, for survival stuff a few months ago, weren't you?
Yes, yes, I was. I was down in Florida, actually, from September through December, mm-hmm. doing two different shows at a theater down in Fort Myers, a dinner theater down there. And I will be going back there again mid-May mm-hmm. for the summer. And I get to spend the summer in Florida. Oh, boy.
And you'd achieved a certain local infamy a few years ago with your run on Church Basement Ladies. Three or four of those. Those of all which are professional theater. Ignite Community Theater is what it says it is. It's community mm-hmm. theater. So mm-hmm. why are you busy actors busy dealing with a community theater? Really?
Well, one of the it's fun to be involved in the community theater. It's fun to always stretch. And again, this play as well, the fact that they were doing it and again, to stretch and be part of that. But it's also fun for me specifically is this is the first time we've actually gotten to perform on stage together outside of church.
In about 15 years, yes.
Nice. Yeah. So we're tickled to just be able to do it together.
Well, and for me also, I have been involved with two other productions of this script. They were reader theater productions for Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater the last two summers we did this. And at both times that we read it in performance, I just loved it and was itching for the chance to actually get it up on its feet and do it. And so when I heard Ignite was doing it, it just so happened my schedule allowed to get involved.
Nice. So that's Ignite Community Theater opening this on Friday night. Jamie and Jerry Chariot coming in to talk about this. Anything we haven't mentioned about the theater? Let's talk a bit about the other four people in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about them and their roles.
Okay. Well, the lead, as Mr. Phileas Fogg himself, Corey Dlask, he is... he probably, in one way, has the lightest load of anyone because he pretty much plays Phileas Fogg the entire time.
Sure, that makes sense.
However, he has the bulk of the line.
He does, yes.
So it's evenly weighted.
And then Preston Loomer is playing our Passepartout, as well as a few minor roles as well. And another fine actor, Phil West, primarily as Detective Fix, the man who is chasing Fogg all around the world, in addition to other roles. And then a young lady, Katie Cole. She is our damsel in distress,
yes,
as well as other characters.
Other characters.
Yeah,
I
think Jamie and I are the only ones in the cast who don't have a main character that we're playing, just a whole bunch of other people. And Jessica Loomer, I would be remiss if I did not mention. Jessica is our director.
Mm-hmm.
And she's... experienced here in Spokane theater for quite a few years.
So when Ignite does something like this, I assume everybody's supposed to walk into the first rehearsal with their script learned. How many weeks of actual rehearsal do you do?
Community theater, that's not always a safe assumption to make.
Uh-huh. No.
When did we start rehearsing? It's been at least a month.
Oh, so that's long rehearsal period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Community theater tends to be. Mm. You know, with professional theater, you're working usually an 8 to 9 hour day rehearsing. And so you can do it in a week and a half, 2 weeks. But with community theater, you're working with other people's schedules, obviously. So you're gathering for a few hours each evening.
And so your rehearsal time is anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks and maybe even longer for a musical.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So this is Ignite Theater, and their website, what was that?
IgniteOnBroadway.org.
And that matters because there's kind of the previous Ignite website that might lead you astray, so make sure you get to the right one to find all the details, and that's always the best way to find those details. Thank you both, Jamie and Jerry Chariot, for coming in.
Our pleasure.